Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking biosecurity with Dr. Corrine Brumfield. Back with Dr. Brumfield in just a moment.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality, as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Superior Livestock, proud to present Big Sky Roundup number 4 with a sale originating from Billings, Montana, Wednesday, June 26th. Then on Thursday, they'll be back in Fort Worth, all to be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorLivestock.com. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117 for more information. Lots of things for cattle producers to be worrying about here in 2019, but underlying it all is the need to make sure that we are secure from foreign animal disease. We need a comprehensive biosecurity plan. Dr. Corrine Brumfield is an extension veterinarian at the University of Missouri, and she says folks from the private sector and from the public sector have been working on something that she calls the Secure Food Supply Plan.
The Secure Food Supply Plans are a voluntary program that different food entities have put together. They're a voluntary plan that people can start doing themselves. Those plans are enhanced biosecurity and enhanced understanding of where disease might be on a farm.
With fluctuating commodity prices due to tariffs and the threat of foreign animal diseases like foot and mouth and also African swine fever for our pork friends, preventative measures are vital.
Where we can really fit in as a producer ourselves is we can make sure we can take the biosecurity aspect into our own hands. To the best of your ability, you are stepping up that biosecurity so that you are an integral part of not moving a disease and not having that foreign animal disease here in the United States.
In the event of a foreign animal disease in the United States, Dr. Brumfield says we have some tools in our government toolbox to help get rid of this disease.
When we talk about a foreign animal disease, it's a disease usually that has some trade consequences. There are a number of different ways that we're going to try and deal with it. We can stop movement. So the regulatory officials can say, hey, we can't move animals right now, so that we can get a handle on where the disease is, where it could be going, where it may have moved from. We've got biosecurity, so things that producers can do on their own farm to limit the movement of a disease, to limit the movement of a disease coming onto their farm. So things like cleaning and disinfection, things like changing boots, things like isolating new animals that come to the farm. So we also have stamping out. Stamping out is where basically the animal is what's producing the disease. So the animal is amplifying the virus. And to be able to stamp out and get rid of the disease, we can depopulate the animals. We can euthanize them so that they're not creating more virus. We also have permanent movement, so knowing what animals are moving where.
Dr. Brumfield says it's going to be a big challenge if we get a foreign animal disease outbreak in this country because of increased animal movement compared to the good old days.
So the last time that we saw one specific form of animal disease, which was foot and mouth disease, was in 1929. We didn't have animals that could cross the length of the United States in under 72 hours. If we tried to take the same steps that we did in 1929, we're going to have a different way of having to go about them, because now we have the ability to transport one cow from Vermont to Oregon in 72 hours. It would be devastating to get foot and mouth disease.
As for developing a biosecurity plan for your operation, Dr. Brumfield says there's several things to consider.
One of the main things that we're going to see as part of our biosecurity plan is animal movement, where they are on our farm. Animal contacts. So are they in contact with other animals that could be diseased or could be shedding virus? It's also going to cover visitor movement, whether visitors are coming onto the farm, personnel movement, vehicle movement. Additionally, with that, we're going to include things like cleaning and disinfection. And it's how can we minimize virus, or how can we minimize disease at our farm?
For a detailed outline on the concept of the Secure Food Supply Plan, that could be specific to your operation, there's some resources online, and you can go to cfsph.iastate.edu. That's the Iowa State website, cfsph.iastate.edu. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.